This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Welcome, rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock of the Money podcast, episode 64. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate agent, and we're so grateful you've joined us. Call us right now with your questions and comments, 989-888-ROCK. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. How you doing, Amanda?
I'm good. How are you, Craig?
I got my taxes done last week.
Boy, you really cut that one close, huh?
Well, I owed five figures, so I definitely was not going to send them my money until I, so I put that off. It wasn't a procrastination thing. It was like, I did the initial TurboTax thing earlier this year and saw the number. I'm like, I'm in no rush.
Yeah.
But I was able to knock it down to four figures. So that was good. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So anything new with you for the audience? Or?
I don't think so, because I'm still just sitting in my house every day.
All right. Well, I've been very tired lately.
I'm very tired.
I think you're just stressed.
Could be.
I'm stressed right now because I hate to be, someone's called me Negative Nancy out there on Facebook and stuff. I just think things are going to be bad next month. I'm worried about the people that are not going to have money. There's now what, 50 million jobs, they said last week, of people since this thing started that lost their jobs. So it just keeps going up.
Yeah.
So it just concerns me.
I told you, my sister and I are closing our small business. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. And they're shutting down things again. So it's just like, I don't know. We just need that vaccine. So
anyway. Not in Florida.
Hey, you guys are breaking records, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, we do that.
Hey, what do we got in this podcast?
You know what? I did want to mention, I saw a news story today that in Fort Lauderdale, they captured a kangaroo.
How is a kangaroo getting Fort Lauderdale?
Well, clearly somebody was illegally holding a kangaroo and they're going to get some kind of fine or something. I don't know. But
there you go.
Well, that's a new one. Florida now has kangaroos.
Great. Can this year get any crazier?
I also saw a video online of a big black bear standing on its hind legs with nunchucks, and he was doing pretty well with those. So let's go into the animals.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right. Let's see. This episode, we have some social media questions.
All right.
A savvy savings segment.
Yep. Social media questions right from our Facebook group. Go to the Rock on the Money page, and there's a link right into the group. It's a private group.
Yeah.
And the Forex people are still trying to get in there. I won't let them in there. And the Bitcoins.
I don't know who that is. All I know is if you get scammers in, just prepare yourself that Craig's going to be mean.
I'm passionate, I think is what the term to use here.
Passionate. Sorry.
Hey, we do have a podcast review.
Oh, nice.
Someone posted over on Apple Podcast or iTunes page. So SV Ford said, great podcast. I am so glad I found this podcast through their Facebook group about retirement. The information in the podcast is practical and logical. This podcast is great for when you're in debt or debt-free and building wealth. I especially like the segments on how to save money. I think that's you, Amanda.
Yeah.
That would be savvy savings with Amanda. I highly recommend the Facebook group, given the volatility in the market right now. Craig is a voice of reason, brings calm, clear. Hey, quit laughing. They're giving me a prop here.
Yeah.
I'm not. Uh-huh. I'm dad.
Did you pay this person for this?
No,
idea?
I didn't do it. Go over on iTunes. Is there? Let me finish this. This is great. I'm actually patting myself on the back here. Craig is a voice of reason, brings calm, clear, concise information to the group. It truly is a public service for those looking to learn more about saving for retirement. I love this review. I just want to point
out. Of course you do, because you get a really big suck up there.
Well, there was a thing about savvy savings in there.
So. Yeah, I got like a side note.
Yeah, but was that stew, blonde stew or whatever last week? She gave you a sassy stew.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
She gave you a big prop, so.
I thought you were talking about my hair again.
Hey, we have some social media questions.
Yeah.
Let me do this one because I saw you commenting on this girl. Mm-hmm. Take me off the ledge. I just paid off my car and it was paid off early. Yay! Right? Then why do I feel sick knowing my credit score is going to plummet? I need to refinance my condo to save a few hundred a month. I feel like I made a mistake. Let's just pause here for a second because as I posted, she just did a drive-by about something major she just did.
Yeah.
She paid off her car early. Yeah, that's amazing. Ding, ding, ding. Props to
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
We have so many people in our group right now that are posting. Well, we've been doing the podcast now, what, for I think 9 months now. Mm-hmm. Now we're starting to see the results of everything we've been doing. All of my yelling, my calm, concise,
practical. All your passion.
Well, my passion. But anyway, congratulations on paying that car off early. Get that debt knocked out. Now she's worried about her credit score. What do you say?
Yeah. First of all, I was super proud to see some of our other Facebook members posting the same thing I was posting approximately the same time. We were typing at the same time and our responses pretty much echoed themselves. So I'm really proud of our members for also knowing the right answer here. But one is like, take a deep breath. First of all, celebrate the fact that you paid off your car, as Craig had mentioned, and then take a deep breath. Your score is not going to plummet. That's a very dramatic word here.
That is pretty dramatic.
At worst, it's going to come down a couple of points, not even immediately. It might take a couple of months for that to show. It'll be a couple of points, but who cares? Because the lenders only care about thresholds. And once you're above a certain threshold, the number doesn't matter. Like if you have an 805 and then you go down to a 780, it doesn't matter because you're above the threshold for them to give you the best rates.
Yeah.
1 or 2 points isn't going to make a difference.
No. I bet it goes up.
It'll go down and then it'll go back up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I should be worry fine about it. And you know, the lender's going to look at it and see that you paid off something on time or ahead of time. And that also works in your favor.
I'm just so proud of my kids in the group. Yeah. She's in the chat right now. She goes, that's me. So
she is listening
right now. We're recording this podcast live. We've been doing that lately so people can watch. And we turn these things into YouTube videos later. So it's great. Good job, girl. Seriously. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, good job.
Next question. I think this one's for me.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, I really, really want to purchase some stocks for the long term. Hold until my grandchild comes to the age or when I retire. Not sure how to time the market to determine when I should jump in. I've been playing around with the Webull. Awesome. That's a great app we love. Mm-hmm. And doing the paper trading. That's why we love Webull with you, Craig, but don't know when it's best to go from paper to real. I've been playing around with the main long-term stocks.
Okay. I actually do. By the way, everybody, if you're listening, we do prefer Webull over Robinhood, which everybody else has heard of Robinhood. Robinhood, we like Webull because you can practice. So what they're talking about paper trading is you practice buying and selling stocks, real stocks, but you're doing it with fake money. But you can do it in real time. So now this person wants to take the next step and use real money. I do appreciate the fact, Amanda, that they're hesitant. They do respect the fact that they could lose money. So I do like that. They're not, you know, jumping in like everybody else is jumping in thinking they're going to be a millionaire, you know, like they're going to Vegas.
Not this week.
No, no, it's been a bloodbath.
This week's been a massacre for me.
So I do appreciate this. All I can say is go in with respect. At some point, you do it when you feel comfortable. You're not missing out on anything. The stock market.
Definitely not.
The indexes always go up, especially if you jumped in a couple days ago,
you would just by staying out of the stock market, you've made more money than me this week.
There you go. And you, nobody has a crystal ball. No one knows what's going to happen. Everybody has an opinion. Nobody knows. I mean, yeah, they could come out with a bunch of stimulus money tomorrow and that thing skyrockets. You don't know. The best thing to do is, we've been talking about, always invest in high quality, whether it's a mutual fund or a house or anything. Just don't go after those penny stocks. Please don't listen to people. Oh, this one's 50 cents. It's going to two. Don't do that.
Yeah. And if Craig sends you a note about a 36 cent stock that might hit $10 next year, ignore that too.
Okay. That was General Electric at $7 going to 10. She's so brutal. She goes, "You're such a hypocrite." It was not a penny stock. But anyway.
Ignore him. If he sends you penny stocks, ignore him.
Or to sell Southwest Airlines.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
All right, okay. So social media question three. I already maxed out my 401k, so now I'm looking to open up an IRA. That rhymed. From what I've been reading and hearing, I should open up a Roth IRA. If I have a lump sum amount of money in my savings account, can I transfer the money right into the Roth IRA? Thanks in advance.
Yes, all day.
Yep. All day, all night, all day. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, what I might do, though, is, you know, spread out when you actually move that money into an allocated investment within your IRA. So what happens, you put all the money into an IRA account, and then you have to designate what you want that money to be invested in. If it were me, I would spread that out over the next couple of months, like maybe we have like 6 months left in the rest of the year, right? So maybe $1,000 this month, $1,000 each of the months until December. That way you get the benefit of dollar cost averaging. So right now things are really struggling this week. So it's probably a great time to buy right now, but you also don't know if it's going to go lower. And so you don't want to just have all $6,000 taking that ride down. You'd want some of it maybe to pick up next month when the prices are going to be different.
Yeah. And once again, congratulations on maxing out your 401k in July of 2020.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We got some rock stars in this place. It's crazy. Yeah. I love it.
Excellent.
Here, let me throw this one at you. It's mortgage.
Okay.
Mortgage relays, since you're our real estate expert. Curious about what your thoughts are about where mortgage rates are going. I was quoted 2.75% for a 25-year mortgage today.
Yeah, I have actually no opinion. I'm not following mortgage rates.
And all I've heard on my side is people seem to think they could go lower based on...
Yeah, I mean, I mean, bet on it.
Once again, it's crystal ball stuff again. I mean, we don't know. I mean, I can go
anything
Google.
Is possible, but I wouldn't count on it. We're already at record lows.
Mortgage rates go 10% or zero. I don't know.
I mean, 2.75%, as long as you're not paying points on it to get that rate for a 25 year is, in my opinion, it's a pretty great rate.
Yeah, I think it's pretty
good. But I am concerned on why you're doing 25 years instead of
15. There you go. And what is our rule about mortgages?
Well, I was teeing you up to share that rule.
Oh, okay. So our standard rule with mortgages, are they refinancing? It didn't say whether if you're refinancing, whatever. But if you're purchasing a home, this
but
is
all
a way
the more
to keep,
reason. If you're refinancing, you should be going down to 15 years or less.
Right. So the rule is to, so you know you're not buying too much house. We coach a 15-year mortgage with your total monthly payment with escrow, taxes, everything included, should not be more than 25% of your take-home pay, household take-home pay. So if you have a wife, whatever your combined take-home is, no more than 25%. It just keeps you from getting in trouble later on.
Yeah.
You know, that paycheck to paycheck issue and all that other stuff going on out there. That's how you stay out of that. It's not fun, obviously, but it's the correct way of doing it. So another question number five, we are rolling here. What's the best savings account, Amanda, other types of money holdings for my emergency fund that would make the most interest?
I'm pretty sure I answer this question every single episode, Craig.
I know, but they keep asking.
Yeah. They need to start listening.
Wow. Hey, wait a minute. You're not the calm, concise person like me.
That's right. I'm not the calm voice of reason that you are.
Yes.
All right. So all joking aside, as we've said before, my preference is an online bank such as Ally, or I personally use Marcus by Goldman Sachs. They have substantially higher interest rates than any of your brick or mortar banks. Right now, the market is around 1.05% interest, whereas at your typical bank, you might be getting 0.01%. 1% is not going to make you rich by any means, but your money's going to be safe and it's going to be accessible for an emergency.
There you go.
Yeah. They were up to around 3% like 2 years ago. So
yeah,
they just follow the interest rates patterns with the market. So right now it's at a puny 1%, but it's still 1,000 times better than what you get with your bank.
All right. Here's the last question. Question number 6. I'm trying to put some money into the S&P 500 because that's the only one that seemed like a no-brainer. And now I am confused. Uh-huh. Again, which S&P 500, Amanda? Vanguard ETF, a daily S&P 500 three times bear market, the iShares Core ETF, the Spider ETF. Is there any other option besides these ETFs? Please help. Yes.
Well, I'm not very happy with the S&P 500 this week, so maybe you should answer that.
Well, actually, this year is really not, it barely went above at one point this year, so it's been basically even all year. However,
yeah, I was going to say, I've made $87, so it can't be up.
No, it's actually down for the year. But remember, last year was up 32-33%. So we're
I guess we're only halfway through the year. Anything can happen.
Oh, well, at the rate the first half went, I'm sure anything's going to happen the next half. We still got an election coming up and a bunch of other things. But beyond that, guys, we do promote. Well, I don't know if you want to call it promoting, but we do prefer the low-cost providers of Fidelity, Schwab, and Vanguard. And each of them have almost free or free S&P 500 index funds. Now, that's if you want to do the mutual fund route within your IRA, or if you have a workplace 401k. Now, there are ETFs, and you've mentioned a couple of them that are crazy ones. Like, what's a S&P 500 three times bear market and
never
all this
heard
stuff.
Of it.
Yeah. Just whatever your fund you're with, if you're with Fidelity or Vanguard or Schwab, they all have a standard S&P 500 index fund. So there's like the VOO, V-O-O. There's a bunch of them out there. But usually if you just call them, they have one standard one. So don't like get all crazy with your index funds. Like they mentioned the Spider ETF. SPDR, it's a company, but they take the 11 sectors that make up a whole S&P 500 index, Amanda, and they break them up. So they have one that's just the technology stocks within the S&P 500 or the healthcare or something like that. That's really targeting a certain sector of the S&P 500. So I have been.
Yeah, so you aren't as diversified then and your risk goes up.
Right. So I have been in the
XLK. Which is why I'm taking a beating this week because I'm so heavy in tech.
The XLK. Yeah.
Well, I'm not even in that. I'm just in individual stocks.
So if you would Google up the XLK index and look at that, you'll notice that it has Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon. Yes. It's just technology of the S&P 500, where last year it was up 10% higher than the overall S&P 500. So some people do that. They'll do just healthcare. Look, we just coach doing the entire S&P 500 and play it that way. So that's the way to do it. Don't get caught up in a lot of these other crazy ones. Now, I guess they just don't like the idea of ETFs. Well, unless you're doing it within a IRA or 401k, you pretty much are going to do ETFs. So,
yeah.
Well, that's it for the questions. How about we take a quick break and we'll do some savvy savings. And what do you got on this episode?
Well, today we're going to talk about 9 money myths we hear all the time, but can actually hold you back from getting rich. It's based off a CNBC article that I found.
I love it. I love the quotes that are in there. So we'll get back to that right after this. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
podcast is sponsored by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Eliminate your stress. Whether you're buying or selling your home, be sure you are working with an expert in your local area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com will match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of over 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're looking for a condo, new construction, fixer-uppers, mountain retreats, vacation properties, or a first-time home buyer, let Choice Realty Connect match you with the perfect top agent today. Choice Realty Connect is who I trust, and I know you will too. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Rockland, USA.
Everybody to the Rock on the Money podcast. I'm Craig, and I got Amanda here with me. Great show, and if you ever want to check out our website, all our previous episodes are there, rockonthemoney.com. Check us out our Facebook group. We have like 5,000 people in there now, all asking great questions. And the thing is, Amanda, as they come in, we do get repeat questions in there. So what I've been working on, Amanda, is I'm actually coming up with a basic financial literacy outline. Facebook has built into the groups where you can actually send people in there. They can actually go through there and take a little mini course, whatever. So a lot of the common questions we have, like we'll have a section maybe on credit cards or something like that. So whenever we do these podcasts and answer these questions, we can pop them in there as modules. And if they ever ask a question, we say, well, if you go in there and do that, you can check yourself off that you've listened to the answer and learned about this or that or interest or
compound. You got big dreams here, Craig, big dreams.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to repurpose us doing this, do it once, and then repurpose the content.
There you go.
Anyway, what do you got in Savvy Savings for us today?
Today, we're going to talk about 9 money myths that we hear all the time, but that can actually hold you back from getting rich. Actually, I like to say from becoming wealthy.
I don't like the word rich. I'm trying to do the same thing. I like the word
wealthy. Yeah, who are we, Richie Rich or Scrooge McDuff diving into our coins?
Yeah. And what you call wealthy is going to be different for me. But overall, we all want to just not have to work anymore. And not have to worry about money. So,
all right. So number one, this is the first myth. To make money, you have to worry about money. So Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, she's that real estate guru on Shark Tank.
I like her.
Shark Tank.
She's just as calm and concise as I am on Shark Tank.
So she says, the more time I spend thinking about money, the less time I have to think about the next great deal, and that can make money. Overthinking always limits creativity. So instead, I just trust my gut. And when something doesn't feel right, it's usually for a good reason, even if I can't put my finger on why. Your gut is a collection of past experiences, and mine has never steered me wrong. Well, she's lucky that it's never steered her wrong. But I think she's right. You know, your gut, or I would call it your intuition, which is a compilation of information you've processed, but maybe is in your subconscious and not readily available in your prefrontal cortex.
I need to separate that from trust issues. Yes. But I totally agree with that because I love creating. If I'm sitting there worried about money, I can't create, throw a bunch of darts at a dartboard and hopefully something works. That's how I like to do it. So, but I Barbara's amazing. She has a lot of YouTube videos and all those sharks have great free content where you can learn a lot from those people. They're not stupid at all.
Yeah. So number two, second myth, stick to the status quo if you want to get rich. So Gary Vaynerchuk, also known as Gary V, he's a 5-times New York Times bestseller. Did you want to correct me, Craig?
No, you nailed it. And I like this guy too. I'm a big fan.
So anyway, he says, don't be romantic about how you make money. Whether you're an entrepreneur or an employee, your current revenue stream isn't necessarily how you'll make money in the future. When you climb the ranks, it's easy to lose creativity and that desire to change status quo. Until you're replaced by someone who still has those things. Never let money make you comfortable. Always be innovating and think ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that a lot where people just feel stuck. Like they hate their job or they hate what their next possible advancement is within their career, and yet they feel completely stuck because they've committed so much time there. Yeah, that time is gone. So what you do with your future is still on the table.
Matter of fact, I even posted last week in the Facebook group about Google. They have these great training programs coming up where they'll actually consider that you take a 3 to 6 month course taught by Google employees. They consider that a 4-year degree if you apply for a job there. I mean, it's that kind of thing. Always improving yourself. There's always training. You have a computer, you have the internet. You can always learn something and keep moving forward. If you rest on your laurels, you're not, you will be replaced.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So the third myth, save your pennies and watch the dollars grow.
Oh, yeah.
This one's funny. So James Sixsmith, founder and CEO of Trade Context, says, many people will tell you to invest in the stock market and let compound interest turn your paychecks into millions. The problem with that advice is that you have to work for 40 years. Instead, invest in yourself by learning a skill you can monetize. If you're always sharpening new skills, you can incrementally make more money. That's real compound interest. You can't save your way to wealth, but you can educate yourself there.
I like that one.
You do, yeah.
Well that's basically what I'm doing.
I think it's a combination of the two. I would say don't stop investing in the stock market. Keep that going, but also continue to sharpen your skills.
Yep. No, I agree with you. I mean, I'm retired, but I'm still learning new skills. We're doing the podcast. I'm trying to do all these different things and see what works. And I'm totally in on that.
Yeah.
So there's all different ways to monetize. Absolutely.
Fourth myth, money-making myth. Financial success relies on past performance. So Dan Schatt, co-founder and CEO of Cred, C-R-E-D, says companies like Blockbuster, Pets.com, and MySpace were household names until they crashed. In contrast, many that Wall Street dismiss outperform the market significantly. The right investments are the ones that genuinely interest you, whether that's stock or any other asset classes. If you talk to people, read the news, and actually use the products that you invest in, you'll have a better understanding of where your investments should go than what the so-called experts do.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
Yeah. Do you use most? Yeah, you do. You use most of your products that you invest in, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's one thing that I learned from Peter Lynch years ago. He was the big fund manager for the Fidelity Magellan Fund, which was the most best performing fund of all time. And he would either watch people using products or look at the parking lots. Does that restaurant have people in it? How many people are going in a store, coming out with shopping bags? That's the old school way of studying stocks. And I know a lot of people, even Jim Cramer talks about still doing that sort of thing. They go on the weekends and watch a store. How many people go into Best Buy and how many are coming out with a bag? It's simple things like that, that you can figure out what you should be investing in before it hits the news. Because if everybody knows about it, it's too late. So that's old school stuff.
All right. The fifth myth is prioritize security over market volatility. So James Daly, the founding partner of Daly Law Group, says an annuity salesperson convinced my client to sell his Tesla stock because of market volatility. So he gave up control and liquidity in exchange for so-called security. But when he lost his job, he had to pay an early withdrawal fee to access this money. His $500,000 annuity, we hate annuities, was only worth $300,000. Yep, that's why we hate them. Compared to the $3.2 million his stock would be worth today. The salesperson didn't disclose that he owned stock in the annuity and was working on commission.
Oh, really?
Always question.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Shocker, yeah.
Shocked.
Always question others' interests and how they align with yours. Are they getting a commission or do they only make money when you do? We've talked about this a lot before.
People are continually shocked. They have like their favorite financial advisor and stuff like that. And then when I tell them, do this one simple thing, go to investor.gov, the federal government's listing of all the financial advisors out there. You can type in the name right there on the front page. Oh, there's my guy. Click on it. If they are both an advisor and a broker, which this statement is pretty much pointing out, they can switch from a fiduciary, helping you, giving you the right ideas, and then they change hats instantly to sell and make money off of what they're selling you. And that's legal. I tell everybody never. Number one, we only do fee-only advisors, right, Amanda?
Yes.
We only promote that. But on the second thing is, if you do have a favorite advisor and they are both a licensed broker, I would think twice about seeing them again. You don't know if you're getting the right information. So I'm sure they're nice and they get send you a Christmas card. But
yeah,
that's not how this works.
Yeah. All right. So the next myth, build a nest egg as soon as possible. So Corey Elieff, a co-founder and chairman of YESA, Y-E-S-A, says the highest rate of return on your money is not in a house or savings account where it will sit and get eaten by inflation. Invest in your primary asset, yourself and your business, if you own one. This multiplies the abilities that create your income so you can achieve financial independence. When your money is still, it's ill. Well, and it's flowing, it's growing.
Whoa, what was that? When your when your money is still what?
It's ill.
Ill, yo. And when it's flowing?
It's growing.
It's growing. Wow, I like that. Not all businesses work out, but you never know.
Especially not right now.
No, it's tough for a lot of people out there. But if you don't adapt and change, some things you can't, it's not possible, like cutting hair.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not.
Well, I saw in California where they've now closed everything down again. The California salon owners have been moving their haircuts outside because I guess that's allowed. They just can't be in their business. So they set up like these sun tents and just cut hair out under a canopy.
Well, the weather is probably more suitable for that than up north when it's snowing.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
All right. So the seventh myth is it takes money to make money. Phaedros Koulian, founder of Fit Body Bootcamp, says don't let the idea of starting a business or even a side hustle intimidate you. The barrier to entry in business is lower than ever. Using tools like WordPress, PayPal, and social media, you can create a website, advertise with how-to content, and accept payments for free. As long as you know how to sell and you're solving other people's problems, all you need is a little creativity and willingness to take risks and outwork everyone else.
How many times have we talked about?
He kind of glossed over the fact that you have to outwork everyone else.
Well, yeah, and everybody else is doing the same thing. I mean, if you go to
they call it a side hustle because you have to hustle.
Yeah, you actually have to, and you're putting in 80 plus hours. If you're going to do this on your own, you got to put in the time. A lot of people don't want to do that,
right?
But I mean, how many times have we said if you want to open up a store, you can open up a store on Shopify. Within like 15 minutes, you can have an online store if you have a product to sell. Now,
So here's where one of the statements I really like that he said here is make sure you're solving other people's problems.
Yes.
That's what sells. So if you just have something that you think is nifty and neat, no one else is going to care about that as much as you do. But if you actually identify a problem that is common amongst people and then you have a solution to that problem, that's what sells.
I watch Shark Tank a lot. I love that show. And I even watch the repeats. But many times they say you're trying to create a problem that people don't actually have.
Yes.
That's a common way that people fail on Shark Tank is it doesn't solve anything or it can be replicated by a bunch of other people. There's nothing unique about it. So you really got to think it through. But like I do, throw a bunch of darts out there and see which one works. And if something works, this is what Gary Vee says. Once you find, you double down on whatever works.
Yeah.
You just got to figure out what that is. So I love failing. Yeah. I do that a lot.
All right. Myth number eight, having a normal routine will make you richer. Michelle Lucchese, co-founder and chief product officer of wedding band company Manly Bands, says, I do my best thinking. Can you just Google Manly Bands for a second?
Yeah, I was just going to do that.
Put that up as your background. All right. Manly Bands says, I do my best thinking between midnight and 3 a.m. when I'm free from dinging email and text alerts. So figure out when your mind works best, capitalize on it, and don't feel bad if it's not during the standard 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The world's wealthiest people didn't become successful because they were coloring inside the lines or doing what everyone thinks they're supposed to do. I find this to be so true, Craig. I know that my most productive hours are between noon and 8 p.m.
Really?
Yeah. So I just, in the morning, I just handle things that are like routine that I can do without a whole lot of brain activity. But then the afternoon is when I get the hardest things done.
When I was writing software in the 90s, in early 2000s, I would wake up at like 2 a.m. that would solve what I couldn't code during the daytime. And I would get up and actually start writing software. I work better in mornings. Like many times I'm up at 4:35, 5 o'clock. Yeah, I message you. I message you and nobody replies back. So I figured you're not.
No, I learned how to set up my do not disturb on so your alerts don't come through.
Because of me.
Yes, because of you.
Yeah, she goes, why are you messaging me at 5 a.m? I'm like, sorry.
Yeah. I just told you now, my brain is not fully active until noon.
That's why I got you coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm barely
functional between 7 and 12 in the morning.
There's a lot of the guys like on Money Guys, and they're up super early as well. Like CNBC, I start watching that 5 o'clock show, 5 a.m. Yeah. Not that I'm going to be like going crazy trading stocks, but I'm just into business and want to know what happened overnight. And sometimes I'll bring up the Asian markets at 4:30, see what happened and see what's moving. But anyway, so I know, how is the day going to go? Is it going to be bad or good? So anyway.
Yeah, I keep saying I'm going to get up early and be super productive like all these alleged super productive people are, but they probably aren't staying up till as late as I am and being productive at the tail end of the day either.
That's funny.
Yeah. Were you able to find the Manly Bands?
Manly Bands, by the way, not a sponsor, but they have like, it's wedding bands that are made out of tungsten or black zirconium and stuff like that. So they're like metal with a color on the inside. And so that's what that's all about. They're really, and they're running about $250-$300. Okay, so, and they show men with like
axes. And if you give them your email address, you'll get 10% off, apparently.
There you go. But they got like axes and oil on their hands. So I guess they're manly.
Got it. Yeah.
Manly Bands. Not a sponsor, by the way. So
not a sponsor. I just was curious.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so back to our list. The ninth and final myth that we're going to discuss here, myths on what makes you wealthy. Real wealth means having an enormous bank account. David Hoffman, co-founder and CEO of Global TQM, says real wealth isn't just about having a lot of cold, hard cash. It's also proportionate to your happiness, health, and overall quality of life. So don't just focus on what's in your bank account. Set aside time to take care of your mind and body. Stick to doing things that you're passionate about. Surround yourself with positive energy. And when you do all of these things, money and success will eventually follow.
Okay, so it's cutesy and all, but you still gotta work.
You do still have to work.
I do agree with taking care of yourself and your mind and body, but at some point, you got to put in the time and work at the same time. So each person, I believe, is different. You got to figure out that balance. But if you're going to sit around and watch Netflix all day, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, so, you got to move your body to move your mind.
So don't use that as your excuse to not do anything. Like, well, I need a mental break. Well, that's okay. But at some point, you got to actually work. So I see what he's saying, though.
Yeah. But you do. And, you know, sometimes I was getting so busy that I wasn't taking care of myself. And so now I just block off time in my day that this is my me time to do my workout, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a new chair and it helps.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have back pain anymore. So, I mean, it's.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I love it. It's awesome. So.
Hey, Craig, we have a special request here. Can you guys talk more about Webull, its purpose, goal, and how it works?
All right. So Webull is just a trading platform that you can put on your phone and whatever, but you can buy and sell stocks. Now, it's very similar to Robinhood. Okay. Personally, I don't think you like Robinhood either, do you? I know your husband's using the Webull.
Robinhood,
here's what I don't like about Robinhood. Everybody's talking about Robinhood. Everybody's signed up to it. I don't like the fact that it gamifies stock trading, like it's playing Farmville or something like that, or Candy Crush. It celebrates like little wins and stuff like that. This is serious stuff. And how many times have we done stories, Amanda, on the podcast about suicide, people losing their homes? Those are the stories you're not hearing about. I'm not saying that that's always going to happen. I just don't like the nature of how the program is written, being a previous software developer. Weeble, I like that one. And there is a link in the podcast and our website and in the description for the live stream. The reason why we like that one is you can paper trade. What paper trade is really is you can make up any fake money amount, like fictitious. You can say, if I want to trade $1 million, you just set it for $1 million. And then you can go buy and sell stocks, real stocks, but using the fake money. I mean, you don't actually own it, but you're simulating as if you had, let's say, $1,000. Can I really make money doing this? And if you're doing well, then okay, then you could actually fund the account and trade with real money. I like the fact that people can at least try it out and see what it's like buying and selling stocks, you know, see how you do and learn the graphs. And they have a lot of videos to teach you how to use it, how to trade stocks and fundamentals. That's why I prefer that. I really like the fact that people can practice. That's the difference between the two. So, and you can open up an IRA with it. You can do even options trading and cryptocurrency, which I'm not a fan of, but it is on there if you want. I like it. I prefer it. It definitely has more information about stocks than Robinhood does. So overall, I have money in it. Amanda's husband, he uses it. So it's not like we're just telling you, yes, it's an affiliate of ours. And the reason I chose them over, we could have went with Robinhood. I chose not to because I just don't believe in it. That's just me and my opinion. But they are an affiliate. So if you sign up, we get a free stock. But then if you share your link with your friends, you get a free stock. You get up to 2 stocks for signing up and funding your account. So,
Use our link if you do.
So help us by signing up. We're using our link. And then when you sign up, you can share your link with your friends. So it
help
just,
us help you.
Yeah. So everybody wins. You get a free stock for signing up. Doesn't even cost you any money. You get a free stock. One. But and then if you fund your account, you get one worth, I think it's anywhere from like $10 to $2,000. But full disclosure, I got an $11 stock. So it wasn't like I got Amazon. But still, it's a $10 stock and it's been going up. So
$11 is more than $10. So
that's right. And it's going up. It's not like a dud stock. So I like it.
You mean we got a stock?
That's right. I'm sharing it. This is a 50-50 thing I'm doing with Amanda. And then your husband benefits. So you guys are getting like 2/3.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Except he had to put money in it.
Well, you're the lawyer. I don't know. I mean, you wrote up the paper, so I'm sure I trust you. So
anyway. I'm pretty sure I'm getting 50% two ways.
Wow. Wait a minute. That equals 100. I knew I was getting screwed over on this deal somehow. All right, everybody. Well, thank you very much, Amanda. Great podcast. Hopefully everybody learned something. Don't forget to subscribe. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.